The new agenda is the outcome of more than 3 years of effort and negotiation. Its official title, Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, speaks of the desire to create a life of dignity for all people while also protecting the planet. The document contains 17 Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon described them as a global to-do list.
They call for building peaceful, inclusive, and well-governed societies with responsive institutions as the basis for shared prosperity. Fundamentally, they recognize that we cannot reach our development goals without addressing human rights and complex humanitarian issues at the same time. They commit all of us to enhanced multilateral cooperation through a revitalized global partnership among nations and all the world's citizens.
Kenyan Ambassador Macharia Kamau presided over the weekend meeting where UN member states agreed to the agenda after 7 hours of debate.
The nations of the world, I think, ought to be proud of themselves that every country, bar none, and all civil society was in a room for over 3 years working on sustainable development goals and then subsequently working on the agenda that we know will give new life to the United Nations, that we know will give new life to multilateralism in the world, and that we know will bear the benefits that this world and its humanity deserves.
The Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, follow on from the Millennium Development Goals, the MDGs. These 8 global targets, covering areas such as health, education, and gender equality, help to lift more than 700 million people out of poverty over the past 15 years. The UN believes the 17 SDGs will go even further by addressing the root causes of poverty and finding a form of development that works for all people. They will be used to fight inequality, unsustainable consumption and production patterns, and the lack of decent jobs. Ambassador David Donoghue of Ireland was co-facilitator of the process.
Leaving nobody behind is really the leitmotif of this entire agenda. It's probably the one principle around which member states congregated from the very beginning.
The environment also won't be left out, as the UN says goals related to the Earth's ecosystems and biodiversity, as well as the oceans, are included in the framework. Asked how much it will cost to implement the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, Wu Hongbo, head of the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs, estimated the cost at as much as $5 trillion each year between now and 2030.
And that might sound like an astronomical number, but let's understand what it is that we are trying to do here. We are engaged in an agenda that seeks to address economic, social, and environmental transformation. It is indeed ambitious, but not unattainable, not by any measure. Anybody who is old enough to have been running around on this earth after the Second World War, which isn't that long ago, anybody who was seeing where we were globally in the 1960s and 70s knows the capabilities that global efforts can bear, the kind of results that can result.
World leaders are set to adopt the new global agenda when they meet at UN headquarters in New York in September. Deanne Penn, United Nations.